Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Abraje. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Abraje, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall. Stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Abraje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
So, there are five conditions which you must meet, you must fulfill if you will walk in all the privileges God has given to us. There are privileges God has given to us as Christians. Are you getting it? When you become a Christian, there are privileges. So you have, these are five conditions, five things that James 4 mentioned. He said, you must submit to what? God. James 4, 7 says, submit to God. And number two, he said, resist the who? The devil. Mm-hmm. And then, so when we say resist, I'm going to show you that. It's not like what you say, me, my uncle. It's different. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You must draw near to God. The Bible said that this is the generation that seek the Lord. David said that one thing that I have desire, that I would dwell in his temple, to behold the beauty of his own land, and inquire. You see, do you get what I'm saying? You have to always aim at coming to what? God, draw near to him, and he will draw what? Near to you. You must cleanse your hands and purify your what? Your heart. As you are here, if a police people come here, there are people who will not bother by the police people. But there are people who will be terrified. If you've done something wrong, go and you see the police. Uh-huh. Sometimes the police people, when they are on the street, they are just there. They have taught them that if a bad guy, somebody is bad or is going to do something, when he sees the police, there's a way they react. So that will let them know that Akula were a suspect. That they will probe what? Further. But the way your reactions will determine. So if you have a clean hands and you have purified your heart, then Jesus said that the devil has nothing in me. The devil has nothing to come and attack you on. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Because if you don't have a clean hand, if you don't purify yourself, that is when you are what? Vulnerable. Do you get what I'm saying? If you are driving and you go top speed, you will be bothered that, hey, I can have an accident. Isn't it also? Because you know that what you are doing. So your hands are not clean. But if you are going, you are managing and all those kind of things, would you be bothered? If you owe somebody, the person call you, sometimes you are tempted not to pick, is it not it? Because we are the car. But if you don't owe anybody, won't you pick the call? Isn't also? Okay. So we must cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. We must humble ourselves in his what? In his sight. Hallelujah. So what does it mean to submit to God? James 4, 7 again said, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. So therefore submit to God. So when we say submit, it means to arrange under. So I have something and then I've arranged under. Where is your life? To arrange under. To subordinate or to subject, put in subjection. You see, when you become a Christian, you accept Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord. We say two things. When we do altar call, we say two things, isn't it also? I accept Jesus as my Savior and what? Lord. Like when you marry, there's one decision you have made. You've said that I'm going to be subjected or I'm a subject, you see. I'm going to be submissive to someone. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not only the man, though. The Bible said, be submissive to one another. What? You get what I'm saying? Be submissive to what?
one another.
So now you are accountable to somebody. That's what you mean. So when Jesus, you become a Christian, Jesus is your Lord. And it also means that he has control. You now cannot decide what you want to do on your own like that. You can't sit home and say, me, I won't pray. That Paul said in 2 Corinthians, he said three things. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, three things. He said, the natural man, the things we do, they are foolishness unto him. Spiritual things are foolish. Let me give you an example. Please, are you here with me? You have to be spiritual to know, to accept prayer. Do you get what I'm saying? Because if somebody is praying, what is he saying? Who is he talking to? Doesn't it sound foolish? Or what do you think? Now you see the person who says, I'm not a bomb, I know what I say. But it takes a spiritual person to know that this prayer is he's speaking to a divine being. I see people sometimes, people sit on radio and TV, and why do you give your church, take your money to church? Why do you take your money, you are giving it to some pastor? No, it is foolishness unto the natural, the one who is not born again. But somebody who is spiritual knows that he's not giving it to man, he's giving it to who? God. Do you get what I'm saying? You have to be spiritual to know how important church is. If you are not spiritual, you might think it's another gathering. No, but God is, where two or three are gathered in his name, he's what? He's here with us. So God is here. So Bible says we compare spiritual things with what? Spiritual things. Because when we are talking about spiritual things, you have to be spiritual to understand it. So he said there are natural people. And also, he said number two, there are those who are carnal, Christians who are carnal. They think like the natural people. Do you follow? Say carnal. They think like the natural people. So they can do whatever they like. They can choose not to pray. They can choose not to read the Bible. They can choose not to come to church. But you see, when you are spiritual and you subject yourself to God, you can't say you are going to do anything on your own. Because there's an authority on your what? You can't be in Ghana and say you do anything you like. Do you get what I'm saying? Because there's what? Authority. Hallelujah. Okay. To subject oneself and obey, it also means obedience. Number four, to submit to one's control. To yield to one's admonition or advice. To yield. So when God says something, that's what Paul says. I commend to you. So you obey it. Let me give you an example. How many of you wrote BC? I think most of all of us will be BC. How many of you, if you are given opportunity to write again, you do better? You study hard. How many of you? You study hard, isn't it? When no home, boy. But you see, when we were in class, I remember when I was in GSS2, one day my teacher called me. I've shared this story before. My teacher called, he was a science teacher, my science teacher. When we're going for break, he said, don't go. Wait. He caught me in the corner. Advised me. Steady. Because those times I don't study. Look, we'll be in the neighborhood, and that those days is not, we didn't have YouTube, Netflix, those kind of things. So we watch movies in the cinema. And there was a cinema in my area. And so the man will give us a board. So they will put what they will show in the evening on the board. Then one person will hold it, and when they will have a bell. Once upon in China, Jet Li, we are roaming in town. When you come there, you come and watch. We're not studying. But my teacher called me and then said, listen, study. If you study, you will know. Study. Look, there says, study and pass, blah, blah. He spoke. When he said all that, the thing touched my heart. That was the first day when I went home, I opened my book to read, and I realized that the last exams we wrote was in the book. So, I just took the advice, and I studied. So that is wisdom. You can get wisdom in two ways, through experience and advice. My mother used to tell us that, you see, a futu ends a change in social. Now, hold him social, crabber too. Now, if they advise you and you don't take it, do you know the kind of trouble you go through? You might never have the opportunity to repent. The boy who is in JSS, who was advised to study, and he has never written exams before, and he has never also experienced going to secondary school, the difficulty, but he just obeyed and passed his exam. He's wise. Do you get it? So when God says, don't do this, he said, I want to try it myself. The one who just obeyed, he's what? Wise. Hallelujah. So to yield once and then to obey and to be what? To be subject. So Psalm 91, he said, he who dwells in the secret place of the most what? Now listen, read it. Read the first line with me. Let's go. So you can say she. He or she. He's not talking about everybody. Now listen to it. You see, when we are talking about victorious spiritual warfare, it's not everybody that gets the victory. God has given the victory, but it's not everybody who is assessing it. Why? Because listen to the thing he's reading. He's written in there. He said, he. He's talking about a particular person who made a decision he would dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It's not everybody. Don't go and be doing too no me. You can't do me anything. You don't have me anything. Where are you that you are saying that? Huh? It is, you see, it is in your own interest to be spiritual. Don't joke with it. It is in your own interest to be spiritual. It is in your own interest to pray. It is in your own interest to read the Bible. It's not, you are not doing it for anybody. You can't be too busy at the expense of your own spiritual life. It is foolishness. Because you see, anytime you just wait, the devil strike one day and you'll be shocked. Do you get it? He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of what? Almighty. I will say of the Lord. If you were in the university and you subjected yourself to the rules, you studied, you wrote all the exams and you passed, and you have your certificate, what will you say? I will say that I'm a graduate. Because you did the thing, isn't it? So the guy is saying that. The one who wrote the thing said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Amen. It's not everybody who can say that too. The one who can say that is one we have described in verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the... He will say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, in whom I have what? Trusted. Hallelujah. My God, in him I will what? Trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Then there are people, you see, people set traps to catch fowls, and you know, in the bush. They set traps. So that's how life is. You have not offended anybody, but somebody hates you. There are people like that. He said, no weapon that form against us shall prosper, or judgment that will rise up against you shall not stand. There will be a meeting that people are planning and saying things, but you are the subject. And they are deciding on you, your promotion or something. Do you get what I'm saying? So when you trust in the Lord, he is at your defense. People have set traps so many places. One day you see, you can be driving, this guy, car that has done overtaking, and he also did overtaking on the car that has done overtaking. And then he hit these guys who are sitting around, and I was challenging. Somebody has gone drunk. He is coming to destroy your life.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Abuaje for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, Feel free to call us at 0203-100-600. 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.